Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, hey, Hockey Town! Let's go! Hey, hey, Hockey Town! That place was buzzing.
Yeah.
What a bonkers ending. Lucas Raymond in regulation, Lucas Raymond in overtime. Little shout out to Shane Gostisbehere going air Gostisbehere. And the Red Wings have a shot to go to the playoffs on the final day of the season.
It's exciting. I mean, it's a playoff race. And we've talked about they've made this as difficult as possible. They've also made it as exhilarating, as exciting, as painful, as joyful as you could possibly make it.
This has been electric. This has been agonizing. It's been fun at times. It'll all be for naught if they don't get in. And that's why tonight is such a nerve-wracking game. You've got James Reimer, by the way. Big game James. Yeah. He's going to be between the pipes. I think that's the right call. I don't think Lyon played outstanding, and it is a back-to-back.
No, it was 21 shots on goal.
Four goals allowed. Four goals. Yikes.
Not great.
But make a big save, buddy.
Okay, but this is what we have lived with for 81 games. Whether it's him, whether it's Reimer, even Hossa. Like, it hasn't been... You know, whoever's been standing in between the pipes, it's been very sporadic in regards to great performances.
Yeah, that's kind. I mean, it's been shaky at best, especially down the stretch. There was a run where Lyon was standing on his head in, what, late January, early February. But they knew this going in. I mean, they had three goalies for a reason. They knew they didn't have an elite goalie. They're going to play the hot hand, or in some cases, the lukewarm hand, because there really hasn't been a hot hand for about a month here. Reimer's 4-1 in the last five, I think. 5-1 in the last six, and it's not because he's played great, but they go to him with the season on the line tonight. Have to win. Expect to win tonight? I do. I think they beat the Canadiens tonight. I think that was big at the end of that third period. You carry it over on a back-to-back where you don't let a day kind of go in between, and then you're banking on the Flyers. You're banking on Gritty, the monstrosity of a mascot. You're banking on a hockey team that's 1-2 straight. John Tortorella cracking the whip going, we got it. What? Come on, we still have a chance to make the playoffs. And you're banking on Washington being more flawed and more fraudulent than the Red Wings have been. Because the Wings are a flawed team. Like, let's not get that twisted. Right. I mean, but the reality is someone's got to get in. The Wings are winning at the end of the season. We said that's what you had to do. I wish they had one more win, and we can go back through the schedule and find all the ones they should have won and could have won. But that's where we're at today. They need help.
All of the teams that are battling for that very last wild card playoff spot are all flawed in one way or another. The Penguins, the Caps, the Red Wings, the Flyers. We're not talking about teams that are right now, you know, favorites or were favorites to win, to make a Stanley Cup run and win the Stanley Cup. Now, when you get into the playoffs, and anything can happen, but that's where the Wings are right now. They're grouped in with a bunch of liked teams. Now, all different flaws. But they're all here because they are somewhat flawed.
Ticket Texter says, Jim and John, didn't the Wings recently go 2-8 in a 10-game stretch? As much as I want them to get in, do you think they deserve it? Evan, the long guy.
Through 82 games. It's not just a 10-game stretch that decides.
Oop, I didn't mean to hit that. My bad. There's a little update button I was trying to cancel out. I tried to do it sneaky. Sorry. I did not mean to. Yeah, sorry, guys.
But there are stretches where they played really good. There are stretches where they didn't play good. But it's an 82-game season for a reason. You don't just stop the season after, they had a bad 10-game stretch, they're done. No, you play out the entirety of the season, and then you add them all up at the end, and you see where you fall.
And again, you have to win to get in. It's not like they're backing in. I rejected them. Well, what if they back in? What if you were going to need the win games at the end? Dramatically against Toronto, dramatically against Montreal. You're going to need another one against Montreal again.
And they need a win for a chance to get in.
Right.
It's not a guarantee, as we've been talking about all morning. But if you're just tuning in, you're trying to figure out what's going on, they need to win. The easiest scenario is they win and the Caps lose.
And again, the Flyers are coached by a red ass, a hard ass, a guy who is a sandpaper of a human being. And they're going to play hard for the entire 60 on their home ice with a shot to make the playoffs. They're minus 150 on the money line to win tonight. That's not a guarantee, but the thought is the Wings and the Flyers outcomes are the most likely. No promises. We know this season has been anything but promised. Just when you think you got it, it goes away. Just when you think it's over, they come right back. All comes down to tonight. Texter says it's a rivalry game. No laying down, Caps and Flyers. Oh no, do we have a singing host like Stoney Steve in Frasier?
Yeah, when it comes to anything with Red Wings songs, you're going to break out into song.
Come on, come on, come on, let's fly.
How about this one for tonight?
Yeah.
Flyers win in regulation. They're tied 2-2. They pull their goalie tied to win in regulation.
So
Red Wings game goes to overtime, so then they're continuing to play. And the Red Wings know they need to win. They lose in OT, though, but that would actually eliminate the Flyers because the OT loss would get the Red Wings to 90 points, and then you're sitting back watching the Pens Isles tomorrow night. The Penguins win, they're in.
Yeah,
if they lose, the Red Wings are in.
So just real quick, that scenario you brought up, it's come up today on the show, and people have pointed out in the ticket text. The Flyers-Capitals, Flyers have to win the game to make the playoffs, and they have to do it in regulation. So if it's like a 2-2 or a 3-2 game at the end of the third period, minute to go, the Flyers will pull their goalie.
Yeah.
Because they have to win it in regulation. And if they pull their goalie, it might work out with the extra skater, or you would miss the playoffs because the Capitals score an empty net goal at the very end. I mean, all of this is in play right now with four teams still alive.
And you're saying 1 minute?
It could be two or three.
I think Torts might pull the goalie with four to go.
Could be.
If you're tied and you have to win in regulation, at that point you're giving yourself, you know,
it's probably
20% of the period if you go at 4 minutes to win. They have nothing to lose. They're going for the... I don't want to do that show tomorrow. I'm going to have a cough in the morning if the Red Wings get eliminated because the Capitals scored an empty net goal in regulation.
You out, Heather. Calling you out.
I heard.
Hey, I might have something on the back end. Like you two did, allegedly.
Yeah, just don't spread it. Like
me and Greg, we haven't called in sick yet.
Well, you're behind the glass.
This show. Yeah, that's
a good point. You're not in here with the virus.
Stop the spread.
I've been wearing my mask, actually. Both sides.
Oh, thank you for sharing. Texter says, I hate when people complain we shouldn't be here. This is who the Red Wings are, and they won last night, period. Nick in Pontiac. Where the guy say, well, they shouldn't be here. They should already be in, was the guy's point on the phone.
Yeah, and okay. Again, it's an 82 game season, and the Red Wings coming into the season. Now, our expectations for the Red Wings coming into the season that this was year five of the Iser plan, that and what we thought we knew about this team, we expected them to be a playoff team. Those expectations felt like they were confirmed at the end of February when they had a 9-point cushion above the cut line, and we reassessed our expectations, set new ones, which is okay to do. And then they had March and the beginning of April, which was a disaster. And so, yes, are they what most people, and I'm talking about the national writers, the national hockey elite.
Yeah.
They thought, as Derek Lalonde pointed out, mm-hmm. that they were going to finish seven in their own division. Like, they didn't expect this team to be a playoff team. So then we're balancing, okay, what were our expectations as a fan base versus the expectations of those that are emotionally removed from being Red Wings fans? And they thought, and even Vegas, right? The line was, 86, 87, 88. Mm-hmm. Well, they've played to the level that everybody thought that they would be. Now that they're 89 and possibly 91, they will have outperformed.
I know. Lalonde has pumped this like loser mentality thing out a couple times throughout the season. There was a real debate before the season about expectations. This is a rift within the Red Wing fan base as we go down to the wire here. Some people will claim this is progress and they weren't supposed to get in. I would argue when you leave the youngsters in Grand Rapids and sign a bunch of vets, then throw Kane on top, and it's the softest bubble in the history of the format, I do think you should be a playoff team. That's a clear rift. I hope we don't have to argue and bicker about that tomorrow morning because it'll just be a playoff team. But if they aren't, I mean, we are going to go through the post-mortem and where did it go wrong. And I don't want to do those, to Tom's point, I don't want to do those shows. This team is good enough to get in the playoffs. Yeah. I'm not saying you do. This team's good enough to get in the playoffs. They need help now, but they're good enough to get in the playoffs. Ticket text coming in, 248-539-9797. We'll keep talking hockey until we have to do a little brief pause to talk Pistons.
They had all the situations up there right now. It is simple as Caps lose, Wings win, and you're in.
John, City and our listening audience has an internal debate going on right now ahead of the month of May. We're going to get to that next. We'll mix in a little Pistons basketball. You want to talk Red Wings, the lines are going to be open for you all morning. It's 97.1.
Hey, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It is a must to hire the right lawyer who will make sure that the insurance companies pay what they owe you. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team have been making insurance companies pay for almost 30 years. And he can help you with your injury case as well. David is ready to speak with you and share that three decades worth of experience with you personally if you just give him a call at 855-65-CRASH or go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ken Daniels. Boy, him and Ken Cal both on their game last night. Wings win, 5-4 in overtime. Season still alive. Need a win, need a Flyer win, and they're in the playoffs, and playoff hockey returns to the Motor City. Might have playoff hockey games right around the NFL draft next week.
Amazing.
Find out tonight.
It'd be amazing.
Find out tonight. Pistons released a press release during the hockey game. Kings of this stuff. We'll touch on it before the hour ends. Troy Weaver's name in a press release and fired, not included. John, I sent this over to Heather with a story involving the local community of South Lyon.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen this. There's a brewery in South Lyon, Witch's Hat Brewing, and they are vowing to let their grass grow again this spring, violating the city ordinance. You know, this no-mow May thing that people are doing? So they were cited last year. They're apparently going to go toe-to-toe with the city again over it this year. Other cities have done the no-mow May. I think Ferndale, Royal Oak.
Ann Arbor,
right.
Hazel Park, East Lansing as well.
Yeah, a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the whole Save the Bees deal. Where are you at on this? I think I know where you're at on this.
I'm not going to wait an entire month. An entire month where it is going to be growing, especially at the beginning of the month, at a very high rate. Now, I don't have a lot to mow. We got a little postage stamp front yard. We don't have anything to mow in the back, so it doesn't take me long. But if I let it grow, first of all, I don't like the way it looks. Bees have survived with me mowing my lawn for many years, and for lawns well before that. And I don't want my grass to get so high that I can't even mow it with my mower. Like it, when it does, like what do you have to do at that point? Like weed whip it down and then rake it up and mow it? Like that's, I'm not going that route.
While I have the reputation of being the guy who's too lazy to cut his own grass.
Well, your neighbor does that for you.
It's because he is like obsessive. He won't even let it get a little long. I will say this. As someone who has a reputation for not mowing their grass and being lazy, I don't like the look of these no-mow May yards.
Yeah.
Yes. Like I know it's good for the bees. Come on, every 2 weeks. Minimum every week is what it's ideally, but I couldn't go 2 weeks. It would bother me at my house. And it does. Listen, it's your lawn, you do what you want to do, but we have this stuff on the table for discussion right now. 248-539-9797. South Lyon holding firm, saying sorry if you do this brewing place, it's not allowed.
Well, is it downtown as well? Like it's part of the presentation of their town. They have these regulations in place for a reason. Like they go through the effort of planting flowers in different spots and beautifying their town. They want to make sure that the business owners especially are following suit.
Heather, where are you at?
I don't like bees. I know they're very, very important, but I don't care about them. I hate bees. I'm terrified of bees. I just don't like the look of unmaintained
yards. You don't
yards.
Like honey?
Yeah,
I don't like honey.
Oh, really?
I don't.
Well,
really?
I mean, with your voice, I mean,
I did
a little honey in your tea would be.
Yeah, last week I did that. I came in with a mug, which I never have, and I said I've got hot water and honey.
It was the buildup.
And it was, all my act scheming for that nice day off.
She really sold it well. Even though this is impressive, your voice today, throwing your voice is... This is good stuff.
Here we go. Insert cough.
Hit the cough button.
Yeah, I like the look of a maintained lawn.
Yeah,
but I don't mind if you want to. If I don't care if you don't want to mow your yard.
It wouldn't bother you if like your whole neighborhood was overgrown lawns.
Because yes, it would bother me. But if it's only for a month, I can handle it because I do have some people in my neighborhood who don't like to mow and who don't like to use, I know some people don't like weed killer because of the chemicals, but they don't like to pull their weeds either. So it's overgrown, it looks awful, and it bothers me, but it's all summer long. So that's a long time. For one month, if you don't want to mow, go for it.
A couple weeks out, no mow May. Plenty of communities. We'll take some ticket text. You want to call in 248-539-9797. Little battle brewing. Get it? In South Lyon right now. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Really? Really?
He had to explain it. You know that's why it's not a good joke.
Well, he didn't give me a reaction. Yes. I'm like, this guy's stone-faced across from me.
Yeah, Don't explain it. If you get it, you get it. Move on.
Yeah, I got it. Just
wasn't funny.
No. Yeah, No.
I didn't even get a pity laugh. Sometimes I get a pity laugh. Anyway, Heather,
you got my
you got the cough.
Wheezing, coughing laugh.
Yeah, that's a cough.
Thumbs going two thumbs down.
Yeah.
Silly.
Thanks, JMO.
You guys, two people were hospitalized and another person was arrested after a Monday morning stabbing. So according to authorities, the incident happened at a home in Ann Arbor. Police say a 49-year-old man stabbed his 42-year-old wife and their 15-year-old daughter inside their home before he ran away. The mom and daughter were transported to the hospital. The mom was listed in critical condition. The daughter is expected to be...
full recovery.
Yeah, okay. The suspect was caught and was taken into custody. We've been talking a lot about the NFL draft, and thousands and thousands of people are expected to flock to Detroit later this month for that draft. And police say that they've got a safety plan in place that includes increased police presence downtown, weapon detectors, video monitoring. So here's some things to be aware of if you're headed downtown. So there is going to be undercover police. There's going to be officers directing traffic. They're not saying how many, but they're going to be all around. There's also going to be metal detectors installed at the entrances of the event, the gates. Yeah. So everyone's going to be walking through those. There's also going to be others around just at different events downtown. Clear bag policy You got to do that, ladies, or guys, I guess, if you're bringing
a backpack,
to enter the draft area. Plus, Detroit police say that they're also going to be monitoring using the video surveillance footage from Project Greenlight businesses and buildings as well. So everything's in plan. They say no threats have been made involving the draft, and everything is looking exciting.
Good. Yeah, really right excited for the city of Detroit.
Also, though, you know, make sure you leave early. And even now, if you're driving, commuting downtown, because roads are starting to close more and more and more. So the third phase of road closures has gone into effect downtown as they prepare for the draft. City officials say that this phase will have the biggest impact so far on people driving around the city because it includes both directions of traffic on Jefferson in front of Hart Plaza. So be prepared for that. These new closures go into effect. Well, they did go into effect on Monday, and then they're going to last until Monday, May 6th at 5 a.m. So they're there for a little while. And they say parking is also going to be an issue with these closures because with the road closures, you lose parking spaces. So just make sure you're being aware of signage when you go down where you can and cannot park. Pay close attention to that.
Yeah, I was going to say, how far away are you going to have to park? Do you shuttle in? Do you Uber, Lyft? The rates are going to go up.
I would say you should look at that list. Remember I read you, what is it called? The fast bus or... They've got all
right,
these
different
forms
places,
of transportation.
Yes, where you can park. You could park out at Great Lakes Crossing,
yes,
and they'll even drive you in from there.
I would check that out and do that because...
Well, you live out that way, yeah.
Well,
but just in general,
they're
everywhere.
But there's stops all over.
I know there's places in Ann Arbor where you can park and they'll drive you into town. Yeah, there's places, like if that will be a huge asset for those locally that are going to the draft.
Like, I wouldn't even want to attempt to drive down and find a spot. I would drive, whether it's the two I remember are... near where I used to live. We've got the Great Lakes Crossing. There was one at Lakeside.
Yeah.
They're all over. You could stop there, take the shuttle, and do that. Just avoid the madness. Listen to this. Tommy Fleetwood hooked up his local fill-in caddy during the Masters. So Fleetwood's regular caddy had to step away just days before the tournament started. So he decided to go with longtime Augusta National Golf Club, Gray Moore, this caddy. And it turns out that it was probably the right move because Fleetwood posted his best ever finish at the Masters, came in third, walked away with just over $1 million. Now, we don't know how much he tipped his caddy, but apparently 8% is the norm.
Okay.
So he would have made over $83,000.
That's amazing. That's for four days' work? Yeah.
No kidding.
What? It's great. Lucky him. I'm sure he does well as a caddy there anyway, but
yes, I would imagine there's some good tippers there.
Yes, I would too. Finally, the owners of OJ Simpson's white Bronco are looking to sell, and they want at least $1.5 million. So they've had offers already, not that high, $750,000 in the past, but they said they were always planning to sell this year because it's the 30th anniversary of the chase. But now they say, hey, this is even better because now there's so much attention surrounding him after his death. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's Heather with the news. Some texts on the bees and the grass. We're talking Red Wings hockey all morning long. Your calls are welcome there. 248-539-9797. And the Pistons press release. I didn't want anybody to read it. Mentions Weaver, doesn't mention fired. It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants bankers are attentive. They're going to sit down with you, ask you questions, and find out how they can best help you and build a financial plan that fits your situation. And when you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. And I was just in a branch yesterday, had to do some business. Every time I go in, they're thoughtful, they're friendly, they're thorough. They're also deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well, and they volunteer and donate on a regular basis to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Pretty sure Ken Cal's voice hit a new octave. I have never heard it hit. Lucas Raymond, the game winner, the game tire. Said he blacked out after the game for a second there. The moment was so big. He looked unconscious when the team was celebrating with him along the boards. He's doing the windmill. He's whipping it. He's having a good time. And so are the fans at the game. Red Wings win. Season still alive for one more day on the final day. 248-539-9797. Red Wings conversations is a huge part of the show. You guys can jump in at any point. We've been weaving a couple things in, including Troy Weaver. We'll get to that before the hour ends. We brought up this No Mo May thing. City of South Lyon's going at it with the local business over it. South Lyon is not a city that does No Mo May. Ann Arbor does. Royal Oak does. Where I live, Ferndale. And despite having the reputation for being the lazy guy, I don't like it. I don't like the No Mo May. I don't like how it makes people's yards look. I don't know if that makes me a bad person because I'm killing the bees. I know John's with me.
No,
I know Heather's with
me.
I am.
Yeah, it's and yes, we all want to do our part for our planet and for all of the little bitty animals and creatures and insects. But the bees have been just fine for thousands of years.
Texter says Bridezilla is Beezilla.
I hate bees. We already had a bee in the house. About freaked out.
Just open a window. It's going to be all right.
I need a fly swatter.
I will. Need one of those tennis rackets that have
the, yes!
that are electrified.
The Zambra.
Oh, yes,
no.
Yes. Yeah. Look out, Colin. Just to see if it, is this thing still on? Oh!
You're not saving the bees by mowing your lawns. Sounds like tree hugger garbage. It's my property. I'll do as I wish, reads a ticket texter. Another one says, don't mow the grass in May. What the hell's wrong with you? The earth's falling apart. The world needs bees. If you mow, it's even worse. Tell the people you're not going to mow. You're dooming your children. Get a grip, you uneducated turds. Your pushback from
I
you.
Know bees are super important,
yeah,
but I don't like them.
I have plenty of bees around the house.
Plant more flowers, mow your damn grass, reads a ticket texter. Mow your grass. There's millions of fields, natural areas, and parks where bees can thrive. Honey is overrated. Well, it's not just their honey. They're pollinators. They help plants and stuff.
I don't know that honey can be overrated. It is one of the great natural products that we have in this world.
It says, people don't realize the long grass retains water, which makes it a prime spot for mosquitoes to lay their eggs, John, in Lake Orion. So a vote against letting the grass grow out. Two things I like in the morning, the scent of freshly cut grass and shredded bees.
Yes. Yes.
Heather taking out every bee she can.
No mow May does more harm than good to the bees. Once they find a good source, they keep going back. And once the lawn's mowed, they can starve trying to find new sources of food. Yeah, John, as much as I can be lazy guy, I think this is just an excuse for people to be lazy more than anything else.
Plant some flowers.
To the phones we go. Kyle in Detroit, you want to talk hockey? You're on board. You're on 97.1. Kyler, what's up?
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to say, love the morning shows. I work, I drive for a living, so driving around listening to the morning show is my favorite part of the day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you guys have really gotten me into hockey. Well, I really didn't even pay attention to it at all until I started listening to you guys talk about it all the time. And Jim's passion and singing has gotten me riled up this morning.
But do you sing along with him?
Doesn't know all the songs. Well, he's new to the thing.
I'm a youngin, so I'm not too familiar with the song, but I wanted to talk about my dad. 71 years old, just had heart surgery a couple months ago. I just walk in the door, I'm coming home late, and I come in right after Lucas Raymond scores that goal. He's dancing around, gives me a high five, and it was great to see, because he's, like I said, he's an older guy, so he's been a Red Wings fan for as long as I can remember.
That's a cool moment.
Yeah. Health benefits. He's up. Getting exercise.
Oh, yeah. And I'm glad to see them win. I hope they win tonight.
Yeah.
And get them in the playoffs.
Win tonight. Flyer win tonight as well. Wings don't control their own destiny. And they're in.
Yeah.
And I think that's been the cool thing, too. So I just speak to it as someone who grew up with this team being kind of the gold standard in Detroit. This was a team that, for me, all I really knew is playoffs, Stanley Cup runs, Stanley Cup wins, plural. And it feels kind of like tapping back into my childhood. And I think anybody listening who's, late 20s into late 30s, that's even 40s, all you really know was winning, and then it disappeared. And it was necessary. They needed to hit the reset. But the idea that let the good times roll, the good old days are back, it's all coming back. And it's in a new building. It's not the same as the Joe. But seeing this place christen playoff hockey, we're right there. We're on the edge. And last night was as close as we've gotten. It's the biggest win in the history of Little Caesars Arena.
And it's not even close.
Right. There's not even, what's second?
Well, hopefully we start replacing the biggest win with the next biggest win? And is there an opportunity, if they do get into the playoffs, to have some big wins in the LCA? The opportunity is there.
Let's check in on those big Piston wins. Get to the press release. Mentions Weaver and not being fired. We'll do that before the hour ends. Eric in Farmington Hills, good morning. You're on 97.1.
What's up, guys?
Good morning.
Hey, so first off, I was at the Red Wings game last night. I snagged a couple of tickets on Sunday morning. It was that was amazing.
I'm jealous. That seemed like a really great game.
Yep. And I was sitting next to the guy who was ho-humming the whole game, and I'm always positive. I'm like, hey, we still got this. And then just one goal after another, and, in the end, I was right. But, you just got to have hope. And that was freaking phenomenal.
It was fun.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was seconding your emotion.
Yeah. So, and then the next reason I'm calling is because I'm a master gardener and a plant nerd.
Okay.
And a landscaper. And the no-mo May thing is just ridiculous. I don't know what the end game is, but what I can tell you for sure is if you don't cut your grass for the month of May, you've got a full day job coming up in June. And who wants that? You almost need a sickle if you wait until June to cut your lawn.
Yeah, and, you'd feel like the Reaper.
Yeah, I mean, how else are you going to do it? Your lawnmower is just going to cut out on you and tell you to go to hell. But the reason that it all started is that people are crazy for dandelions and bees, and the science behind it, because I'm a plant nerd, is that dandelions are like McDonald's to bees. They're crap food, and if you leave them in your lawn, then they're going to blow seeds onto your neighbor's lawn, who is in turn going to spray the crap out of them. So you're really just causing more problems than you're fixing. And you're going to have a hell of a time mowing your lawn in June.
Eric, I agree with you. And even if you, I mean, it's kind of one of those things where, because a lot of people do treat for weeds, such as dandelions, and then they let their grass grow. What's the point in that?
Some of these lawns, by the end of May, because again, I'm in Royal Oak, and some people just, they don't mow at all because they don't have to. I don't even know how you begin to tackle some of it.
Well,
because you get a sickle. I mean, most people in the neighborhood don't have a sickle in the garage. I mean, you got to go attack it layer by layer, right? You probably take weed whacker, and you have to go through it methodically.
Yeah, and then you're going to have to rake it up, because if you try and mow it down, it's just going to clog up your mower. And it's going to be saying bad things to you.
And I'm not anti-bee the way Heather is. Oh. I don't know what it is. I don't like the neighborhood to look run down that I live in. Does it make me a bad person? Like, I think that's kind of what we all do. We all kind of upkeep our house to an extent, maybe more so than others, but we try to at least make it look presentable. And there's nothing presentable about weeds and dandelions and overgrown all throughout the neighborhood.
No, there's nothing presentable about that. And it, as a neighborhood, you do want to have, some uniformity and to look nice in terms of, hey, and we always, I don't know about you, Jim, doesn't sound like you are. It sounds like your neighbor is one of those guys that is competing to have the nicest lawn on the street.
Yeah, he's running laps around everybody. I mean, he's the first guy to mow as soon as you can mow. He multiple times a week, all the other yard work on top of it. Yeah,
get your cat off my lawn.
Keep it in that catio.
248-539-9797. Some ticket text on both the Wings and the Weeds. Ticket texter says, as a Red Wing fan, when I saw the score was 4-2 and the Wings were down, I turned it off. I'm sorry. Am I allowed to watch tonight? Dan and Monroe.
Yes, you are. There's a lot of angry people that were just, I can't believe this is happening.
I tweeted out and people were killing me for it. When it was 4-1, I said, that's all she wrote. People are like, oh, you quit on this. I'm flippant and frustrated in the moment, okay? I'm watching my team melt down.
Oh, you went to social media.
I know. It's like a living diary during the game.
Don't you know better?
I know. But I didn't turn it off, and I didn't leave early like a guy texted in early today. Oh, 8 minutes to go. My friend left for the garage. What are you doing? What are you doing? A ticket texter says, we should not forget Shane Gostisbehere in all of this. Raymond doesn't score.
Air Gostisbehere?
It's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, he kept it in the zone, and that it led to a goal.
cookies with the drop of the year. He's windmilling it. He's whipping it, Tony in Oxford.
Yes, I did say that.
What full helicopter?
Is tonight the 2022 Lions win the final game but need help from the other team and it doesn't happen? Use it as fuel to make a run next year. Obviously, I hope they make it, but it's eerily similar on an unnamed texter.
Yeah, I mean, it's Rams-Seahawks. The difference is Rams-Seahawks happened earlier in the day, and the Lions knew going into that game, no matter what they did, they weren't going to be able to be in the playoff. Now, they beat Green Bay in Green Bay, and it did set them up, felt like it set them up for the success that they had this year. Next year, that'll take care of itself. This team is going to be different. Hopefully, it's better with additions and subtractions. But in totality, hopefully, it's better next year than it is this year. The difference, obviously, I mentioned, these games will be going on simultaneously.
And we've touched on some of the heartbreaking scenarios that are possible because they don't control their own destiny. Wings calls, lawn calls, it's all coming up next. We'll talk Pistons. I know we don't want to talk Pistons, but they put a press release out. Weaver's name was mentioned. They're not firing him. We will touch on it later. It's 97.1.
Hey, Ideal You helps you lose weight, and it helps you lose weight fast. You can lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days using real whole foods. So it's not shakes, it's bars or prepackaged foods. That means you can lose up to 40 pounds before bathing suit season. That's right. Lose up to 40 pounds just before Memorial Day. The time is now, and if you sign up now, you're going to get a $200 Visa gift card. Book your free consultation right now at IdealU.us. IdealU is different. I've already mentioned some of the reasons. It's real whole foods, but it works, and it works fast. I lost 10 pounds in the first 10 days. I've lost 60 pounds overall, and I've been able to keep it off because you're not trying to stay on something where you've got to keep purchasing shakes or bars or prepackaged food. It's real whole foods. And IdealU works because they teach you what to eat and drink to lose weight. You're in constant contact with a weight loss coach on a daily basis. They are there to support you, and they want you to achieve your goals. And once you've reached your goal, they teach you how to keep the weight off. IdealU will help you lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days. Sign up now and get a $200 Visa gift card. Book your free consultation right now at IdealU.us.
You could see when they were celebrating with him along the boards, like his soul was leaving his body. That may have been the moment he blacked out. Lucas Raymond, Red Wings win. 97-1. Phones, ticket text, Wings, and we did bring up the No-Mo May thing, and people got thoughts on that too. There's a battle in South Lyon over a brewery that says, we're going to participate even though the city says we'll get the ordinances and we'll have to pay fines. They believe in the No-Mo May thing, and there's other communities that do. 248-539-9797. We've got Dean in Milford. Dean, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys? So one of the things that Cookie said was funny is you asked her earlier, who does this? It's an easy question. You heard all the cities that Heather read off that are doing it. It's all these tree-hugging hippies that think that they're doing something that's helpful, and of course they're screwing it up and ending up looking like the dumb rednecks that they pretend like they can't stand. Mow your lawn, whip your lawn, and edge your lawn. Go make your lawn look like a lawn. Like, it's just, it makes no sense. It's absolutely ridiculous. And you look like a hobo with a house. Like, might as well just go live under a bridge. Go mow your lawn. I don't understand why people don't mow their lawn. I'll never get it. Yes, I know I'm get off my lawn old guy right now. I completely understand that.
Dean, we love you for it, though. And there's people nodding their head. John, you're nodding your head over there. Mow your lawn.
Yeah, mow your lawn. I mean, it's you're going to mow it for the month of April because you're not going to wait until May.
No.
It's not going to be no mo April, no mo May, and then all of a sudden you got to try and find a way to mow it the first time come June 1.
Well, here's what happens in June. You don't mow it in May, so all June you look like a piece of garbage because you're not even smart enough to rake up all the clumps of lawn that your piece of trash lawnmower couldn't mow in the first place. So your entire ordeal for saving the fake pretending like you're saving the bees is going to make it a 2 to 3 month ordeal because you're too big of a trash to clean up after what you didn't do in the first place that you should have done.
Dean, good stuff. Enjoy your morning.
You too.
Then he steps out of his car. Uh-huh. A couple ticket texts. This is BS. The bees are not fine. They're responsible for everything you eat. John, bees have not been okay for thousands of years. They've been okay until recently, hence the no mow May. Duh. We've never mowed our lawn, signed Kenny and Roberto. Texter says, went to my 80-year-old grandma's to help with something, and we watched the third period of the Red Wings together last night. leaving there with a huge grin on her face while watching the post-game show made my night. We had a guy calling earlier who said he got to watch it with his dad, and it was awesome. And it's one guy said, you know, you guys are talking about it more, and I'm getting more invested. It's great. People want to feel like they're a part of something. That's some of the appeal here, right? That people feel like they're a part of something.
Yeah. I mean, it's being able to celebrate a moment, being able to celebrate a season, being able to celebrate what is going on and do it with as a shared experience.
Chris and Romeo, you got a story? You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good morning.
Yeah, so coming from a 22-year-old at the hockey game last night, fourth row from the glass, seeing Lucas Raymond tie that game up, it was just unbelievable, electric. It was just best game I've ever been to in my life as a diehard.
Yeah, I mean, if you're 22, you know, it's got to be right up there. It's not like you have the 97, 98 cups to fall back on. You're probably too young for the 02. I mean, you were born, I guess, in 02. So, yeah, I mean, this is on the short list.
Yep. Because, I mean, I've been to lots of games growing up, but yeah, that was just a nail biter. Lucas Raymond, man.
It's uncanny how good he's been at the end. It's not an accident how good he's been at the end of these games. So everybody's hitting the post. How many posts they had? I think someone tallied six posts last night. You know who didn't hit the post in overtime? When it mattered most, Lucas Raymond buried the shot. When he had the corner, right, on that 6-on-5 late in the game, and the defense kind of gets shuffled over, and it's all him, and he's got to pick the corner. He didn't hit the post. He buried it. Like, he has been so good, and we gave the stat earlier. Since March 12th, only three players have scored more goals in all of hockey than Lucas Raymond. He has 14 goals in 17 games, 20 points, more than a point per game. They're clutch. They're at the end of games. They're in desperation spots. He's not doing them on a lot of power plays, you know, where it's, you know, there's some guys out there who stack and pad stats on the power play. He leads a team in even strength goals and even strength points and points total. He's in his third season. There was a real conversation at the end of last year about, hey, Lucas, if you're going to survive 82 games, you got to bulk up. And he did. He bulked up. He added the muscle. People have heard the story now. And that's why instead of at the end of the season, you start to fade. This is a guy playing grown man 5-on-5 hockey, making differences.
Yeah, and that's where you're looking at it going, okay, what did we learn? What are the benefits of being in a race like this with some young players and obviously some experienced, very well-experienced, seasoned vets? Is we've seen Mo Sider, we've seen, Gosh Despair, we've seen Edvinson, we've seen Raymond, all of them step up and make plays when they had to make plays.
I want to make sure you get credit. You came up with Air Goss Despair, right?
Air Goss Despair, yeah.
I mean, if they make the playoffs, it's got to be on T-shirts, and people are going to buy that.
Oh,
it's
him. I mean, the shadow of him making the jump with, you know, stick in hand, you know, outstretched arm, it's got to be a part of the celebration.
I just think it should be Goss Despair.
You could streamline it, sure.
Okay.
I mean, I prefer my idea.
We could
Air Goss Despair. It's Air Jordan, so I don't know. We may be treading into copyright territory.
Ticket texter, tree hugging hippie here. Mow your lawn, Dan in Monroe.
Oh, thank you, Dan.
Basically pushing back that it's not just the tree huggers, or not all tree huggers. This one says, "Wow, violent, angry, red ass Trump over my lawn guy, lawn lover guy." Yeah, we made it kind of political there. I didn't think we were going there. Ticket texter says, lawns make up 2% of all nature in the U.S. Not mowing your maybe acre lawn for 1 month does nothing, Andrew in Adrian. Holy cow, that caller was angry, probably cutting the lawn on the Capitol building January 6th. Jim in Royal Oak. Maybe I shouldn't have read that one. Jim from Royal Oak, I let my grass grow the last 2 years in May. I mow at the high cut once the... Wait, I mow at the high cut once, then the low cut the second time. So it goes over the lawn twice when it gets to June.
Yeah.
I still don't know if that would... I mean, some of these lawns are pretty overgrown. Anyway, we're going to talk Troy Weaver after the update. His name mentioned in a press release, but he's not fired. We can read between the lines. We can read into what he said. Tom Gore's statement next, 97.1.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.